Pod Culture, episode 479, Random Fest, part A.
Hi, this is Arthur Darvill. You may know me from Doctor Who, and you're listening to Pod Culture.
Exciting episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
Wait, something's wrong here.
What?
Something's wrong here.
Who's here?
Christina!
Christina's here!
For the first time in a better part of a year, we have all four of us in the studio.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yay!
Oh, and me. I'm Billy.
Sip.
Billy!
Hello!
And my mom is in the corner. But she doesn't want to be on the podcast. She's waving.
Hi, Mama Car.
She'll be like Cooper and pop up comments on mic. So, three out of the four Pod Culture crew have been at Fandom Fest.
Dun, dun, dun.
Today. Which started today.
I was at work.
It's okay.
You have an excuse.
Still at work.
Silly work.
Christina went into the office.
I did.
She did.
Oh, yeah. It's day one of Fandom Fest is in the bag.
Yay!
And it is the epic shopping. This is what it was.
And I spilled stuff.
It wasn't me. That's all that matters is it wasn't me.
Ah, that's all right. Thank you. Okay, take two.
No, we're good. We're good. Leave it in.
Okay, leave it in. Fuck it.
Leave it in. Leave my stupidness.
Stupidness.
In the show.
Did you just name another episode?
This is live, folks.
Well, at least he didn't drop his phone in the cup.
This time.
It's only because it's a bottle of that.
My phone won't
fit. The mouth is too small. That's right.
That's why Glenn bought a big phone.
That's right.
It won't go in a cup.
Thank you, Bill.
That is a giant phone.
Yeah. Note 4.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, we normally start out with what has everybody been up to, and Christina, it's been a while since you've been on the phone. Live in studio.
Yes.
Live in studio living room.
And you know what's sad? I have the same answer I always have. I'm watching TV. I'm listening to audiobooks. I'm listening to music. That's pretty much it.
What kind of audiobooks?
I'm listening to...
Anything good?
Yes, I'm listening to... It's an older book, but it's Kate Atkinson's Behind the Scenes at the Museum. And she plays with... Two of her books kind of play with time in the way that she's telling the story of this girl and her family, but the footnotes are her ancestors. Like, she'll talk about a clock and it'll say, see footnote 7. And you read footnote 7, which is an entire chapter by itself, and it's about her great-grandmother and how she got that clock.
Huh. Okay.
And it's just so cool.
Interesting.
I love Kate Atkinson's books. She's amazing. I think I talked about Life After Life. I listened to that.
Yeah, I think,
too.
Yeah, when we did one of the sketch shows.
That was amazing. So, yes, I highly recommend her. But I've been watching a lot of TV, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Too much.
Too much.
Billy, it's been a long time since you've been on the show. Like, ever?
Yeah.
How have you been up to bed?
Well, I was born. I went to school.
I'm going to speed it up a little bit.
Sorry, come on.
I chopped the show into pieces, but not that many pieces.
First, the earth cooled.
I've been watching a lot of TV.
Yay!
I've been occasionally playing the Disney Tsum Tsum game on my phone. I've gotten into buying them every month when they come out for the past like 3 or 4 months.
Yay!
And so first Tuesday of every month, there goes the paycheck. Or at least $40. And I've been watching stuff on YouTube. I've been listening to the podcasts. I've been driving.
I did not realize your drive was 12 hours.
Crazy.
Yeah, but at least I got through all of my back podcasts on my phone.
Hey, there you go.
And I finished an audiobook.
That's why I love driving too.
That is a sense of accomplishment.
Always I'm listening to the podcast in the car. Always. Awesome.
That's pretty much it.
Lynn, what have you been up to, man?
Watching lots of TV. Seems like there's always something that needs to be done around the house these days.
Actual
work away from work, you know.
Damn housework!
Busy at work lately. And I'm trying to teach myself audio mastering to get the audiobook finally done. All the recordings done on my audiobook.
And very good.
Need to get the thing mastered and out there where people can hear it.
Yeah, promo was in the last show.
I'm excited. I just need to get that part done.
Which you can do it. You come
and then you get to edit the podcast.
Hey, wait a minute. let's see. Still haven't finished the sequel to my book, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
And I've got another idea of a series of short stories I may be doing here soon.
Fabulous.
I won't talk about that quite yet because Carly's been trying to tell me that if you talk about it, you're less likely to do it. Just do it.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right, I'll try to do that.
Well, yeah, there's some truth to that.
There is some truth to that.
Yeah.
So I'll try to not talk about it.
I like that motto. I'm going to take that with me.
And that strange rattling sound you hear is Clara playing with one of her cat toys.
No, it's not. Claire? It's Rose.
It's Rose.
Rose.
Miranda.
Yeah. Miranda. It's one of the damn cats I've had. It's a 50-50 chance. Adam, what have you been up to, dude?
Besides spilling cider all over your table here. Sorry about that.
Dude, you could have left it there. I probably would never have noticed.
You're fine.
I'm going to clean up after myself. I finished up my last day of my current role at work. So I'm taking a new position downtown. This time, it's about in the East End. I will be in one of the tallest buildings downtown.
Yes.
On the 32nd floor.
That's awesome.
With a window.
Feeling the
sway in the building.
Yes.
And being able to see across the river.
Especially in the bathrooms. It's very
approaching
scary.
Storms. Yeah, the water and the toilets. And
you can see it. Standing in the bathroom, you can feel it move more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like quieter and more closed
in. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was on the 20th floor and I could feel it moving. Yeah.
No!
I love that.
I know.
Wait.
That's why I like the Aegon Center. I was only like 9th floor.
Uh-huh.
And so it didn't move.
That you could feel.
That I could feel. And look, as long as I don't feel it, I don't care.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I mean, my office moves because it's the health.
Yeah, your office is a lot more dangerous than ours.
It's often at 1,200 feet.
The building's supposed to as well. I mean, it's supposed to give a little bit.
Yeah.
It seems a little weird to me.
It's designed to do that. So,
it didn't go all the way over. You're okay.
Well, I think there was still...
I'm sorry.
A little bit there.
Leakage.
Gosh, what have I else been up to? Just really work, and I was sad to leave my current department today because I work with such great people and they have become good friends. And one of my coworkers, Namdi, came to the Tough Mudder to see me run the Tough Mudder. He spent the entire time, almost 4 hours. He came up to Sparta, Kentucky.
Oh my gosh.
To see, to be at the different places where I would run past.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That's so very nice. Cool.
Such a good dude. And Brandon and Sherry and Pam and Sylvanus and Jessica and Chad.
Aww. You
know, my good buddy. My brother. So it'll be different. Not seeing them every day, you know, anymore. But I'm excited to see what this new department in role is going to do.
Hey, you always got Link.
Yeah, we've got Link, and you know, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and you know, I go to school with Chad, and so I told them that I won't be a stranger, and I would totally be having lunch with him every once in a while.
That's nice.
Other than that, getting ready to do the whole moving thing. So,
yep.
Yay!
Moving in with my fiance.
Yay! I'm so
excited. Who is never allowed to buy Geek Cuisine again.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Because you're never here for him anymore.
Yes, but I was subjected to them once, and I would do it again.
Yes.
Because I love her.
I will mail you cuttlefish.
That is okay. I will give it to the cat.
Chocolate covered scorpion?
I would do it.
Shit. Nasty.
I'd be giving that to Eric.
It was freaking, like, chocolate-covered pretzels.
It was not even. You had the teeny tiniest little piece. Yeah, you couldn't even taste it.
Not as bad as a biscuit, I
know. Oh, for goodness sake.
Still one of the best video clips.
I'm going, okay, how many years is he going to complain about that?
I know. Is this going to keep bringing it up?
Move it down. Oh, but coming up in this episode, I will have my revenge. That's all I'm going to say.
Uh-oh. Okay. Run swimming. All
right.
Run.
We'll see about that.
No, they're not the pumpkin spice peeps, but...
God, I want a pumpkin spice peep so bad. Yeah, I want to put it in some hot chocolate.
Punch all the pumpkin.
But as we round out the opening, we have a little opening Geek Cuisine that I had to start with because I needed some alcoholic stuff to kill the pain.
I missed you.
I'm sorry. It's the punch all the pumpkin line. Sorry.
Punch all the pumpkins. She's curling milk across the world.
Well, that's right.
You know what? It's been a while. But they can handle it.
We have a cider to open out the show with Cider Boys Pineapple Hula. It's a pineapple apple hard cider.
It's very interesting. I kind of like it.
And I've been digging it because I'm going to stop at the liquor store to refill on Fireball.
Barf.
Of course.
Of course. I saw this. I'm like, I'm going to get this for Geek Cuisine. So, I'll get me a six-pack of it, bring it home. I'm like, okay, you know, there's only three of us normally recording now. I'll have one. Okay. Oh, this shit's tasty. And then proceeded to plow through the rest of the six-pack. So, I had to get more.
Uh-huh. I got a text, like, in the wee hours.
Like, one?
Yeah. For me, that's the wee hours. I'm in bed by, like...
10. Okay.
No, I'm asleep by like 10:30, 11, but I'm in bed like at 8 watching Netflix. Me and the cat watching the Netflix. But yeah, I get this text. This stuff is so good. Go now. Go right now and get it. I'm like, do you realize what time it is? We are in the same time zone. Look at the clock.
And then 5 minutes later, what are you waiting for? Go now.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
Call your brother. Tell him you'll split it with him.
No, I ain't sharing with nobody. He doesn't share with me. Well, he shares.
Yeah, the hoppy stuff.
He does share. When he buys a beer he doesn't like, he leaves it at my house.
That's
so,
fair.
Like, I've got like a 4 out of a 6-pack of Angry Orchard Hoppin' Mad in my fridge.
No. Oh.
I'm like, I am never gonna drink this. So thank God my friend came over with her boyfriend, and I'm like, so Dane, do you want some anything? I'm like, I've got weird beer. He goes, what kind of weird beer? I'm like,
Angry Orchard. Sounds like a band name. Weird beer.
Angry Orchard Hoppin' Man. He goes, I'll try it. I'm like, here you go. Try one. Have one. Please.
Take them all.
Yeah, have three more.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, because it's like, I need my fridge room. Not that I need a lot of room, but it's like, it makes me look like an alcoholic. When it just sits there forever. Like, it sits there forever.
Well, what is in my fridge? Booze and water.
But half of the alcohol has been there forever.
Yeah. You left out the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's true. I just got that in yesterday.
Okay. Yes, that's true. I can attest.
This stuff's not bad. No, I don't like anything with any sort of beer type flavor or whatever, but
I do like a good cider.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't bad at all. I expected it to be a little more... pineapple, maybe. Mm-hmm. That was a little understated, but But it's
well, you can definitely taste it.
See, I did because it's offsetting the tart, the dry tartness of hard cider. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I like hard cider.
Oh, I like a good cider too. Mm-hmm. But Strongbow, this pineapple stuff is like, I do love Strongbow. My God.
Dang, so, I sure got some lambic.
Oh, yeah.
I did finally have one of my brother's famous pina coladas. And then proceeded to take a 2-hour nap. He doesn't measure.
Did you walk, oh, like you?
Like a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
He dumps it all into a blender.
Maybe a little more of this.
It was very good, but yeah, it did not measure at all. And I'm like, oh, nappy nap time sounds really nice right now.
Did you have to go up through the airport after?
Shut up. It was only once, and that was mom's, totally mom's fault. She's not even paying attention.
She's all the way in a corner shooting up.
Which is a good thing. Yeah, leave it alone. Poor thing.
Alrighty, let's wrap up the opening.
Let's be merciful and bring us to an end.
Yes.
And we will be back with more of the show right after Rose cracks out on the catnip again.
She's on the lip.
And we are back with not one of Glenn's guilty pleasures, but we had an invasion from north of the wall.
You know nothing, John Snow.
John Boyer, thank you very much.
Touché.
Nice.
And we are back with one of Christina's guilty pleasures.
Technically, it's one of Kevin's guilty pleasures. I'm blaming my dad for this one.
Uh-oh. Kevin Nato?
No, well, he's been all about the horrible movies on sci-fi lately.
Those are awesome movies on sci-fi lately. Like
Sharktopus. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I've been going over to their house to go in the pool to exercise. And when he goes in the pool, he sticks his hand on his head like a shark, and he'll go shark to Kevin and swim around. Like, this gives you an idea of where I come from.
But explains a lot, doesn't it, listeners?
He says it's way a lot.
But he's like, what the hell have I got myself into?
I watched with my dad, and Adam has also spoken of this, Lavalangela.
Lavalangela. I've still not seen it. I just think the name's ridiculous.
With Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg's in it?
Steve Guttenberg. Wow. I'm trying to pull up the...
And the guy that does all the sounds.
Yeah, it's like a Police Academy, like, reunion movie.
Oh,
But unofficially, like, yeah, the guy who does all the mouth sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of the main characters. And the idea is that Steve Guttenberg and the other guy they're part of, like, a film company, and they make these horrible superhero movies. And I miss the beginning, like, how these lava spiders are coming out of the ground, but there are three sizes. Wee, not so wee, and freaking huge. And they got little baby ones that if they crawl inside you and replicate, you'll just like spontaneously combust.
Oh, fun.
And then there are medium-sized ones that are like the size of a cat that if they hop on your face, you spontaneously, you just explode into flames.
Mm.
And then there's the mama spider, like the big spider, that, like, sets fire to cars and things. And then...
So they get into trifecta with you.
It's ridiculous. And it's, like... It's just bizarre. Like, you're talking about these giant tarantulas that set things on fire. And...
Lavalangela.
And at the end, there's a mama spider. Like, the giant mama spider. And Steve Guttenberg has had this character that he's played in this movie sort of like a bargain bin rocketeer sort of costume.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides that he's going to put this costume on and attack the spider. And it's really, really awful, but I love Steve Guttenberg. Like,
I haven't seen him in a movie in forever.
Really, he looks really good. He's held up really well. Like, he doesn't look fake and plasticky, and he doesn't look haggard. He looks like he's aged like a normal person. Cool. Which I always appreciate when you age like a normal person. But Nia Peoples plays his wife from way back in the day. And it's just weird. Spiders setting things on fire. It's just... Like, what? It's like every time I think of what can they do now, they do something weirder.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is, they run into Ian Ziering, and he's like, I gotta go, there's a storm coming.
Oh my gosh.
Like, nice. Really?
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 Oh my gosh.
Come on, they made a Sharknado joke on Z Nation.
Yeah.
Yes, but I just...
How could
they made a Sharknado joke on, I think it was Steven Universe.
Oh my god.
Maybe it was Gravity Falls, where they're like, oh, it's a Catnado.
I'll take a Catnado. Oh,
I can top that. There is an Archie versus Sharknado.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Oh.
Why?
This is almost overdoing it now. They need to go the extra level and do Archie versus the Punisher versus Sharknado.
Right. That's actually a really good comic.
Yeah, I bought two copies of that.
The Marvel and the Archie cover.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It was actually surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guilty pleasure. Thanks, Dan.
Lavalangela.
I actually want to see it now. It's because usually the whole low-budget superhero thing really brought a lot more interest in.
And it's cool because you have the guy who did all like the all the Foley sound effects was the guy from the Police Academy movies, and like it was nice to see him again. And I mean, parts of it were really cute, but the like the spider thing just needed to go. Like I think they could have made a movie without the Lavalangelas. I think it would have been a cute movie if it would have just been about
washed up superheroes,
a washed up company who was on its way out because everything is high tech now. I think that would have been a cool enough movie on its own.
But not for Sci-Fi Saturday.
He even gives them a Bill Pullman Independence Day speech to get the film crew all riled up to go attack the spiders.
Nice.
Has anyone heard the Obama cut of the Bill Pullman speech?
He does that, yeah.
Yes. They cut from different press clips.
Oh my God.
And it's Obama doing the speech from Independence Day.
I have heard the Obama doing all the different songs.
Oh, yes.
Which is pretty amazing, because somebody put a lot of time into that. But I haven't heard that. I'll have to look that up.
Oh, it is hysterical.
Wow.
The way they're coming out with all these, it makes me wonder if there's some sort of software.
There's got to be.
Because if you transcribe a speech,
it saves it, maybe, and then you can just search by keyword. It's got to be.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, because they've got audio, automatic subtitling and stuff like that, so you could probably key in.
It's probably all these music videos, if we look, it's probably all made by the NSA or something.
I can't really.
Yeah.
All right.
And here's a song from all your private conversations.
All your 400 and something episodes of your show.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah, they can make us say anything.
Oh, God. Pretty much. We love you.
I'm not getting any ideas.
Yeah, I'm not getting any ideas because I ain't going to edit that much.
We love you all.
Great. Now Glenn's not going to be on the podcast anymore.
But yes, Lavalantula.
Lavalantula.
One of Christina's guilty pleasures.
I might have to see this now.
And we will be back with more of the show right after we... What the hell is the cat doing?
Right after this.
Yeah. No. Right after we figure out what the hell the cat is doing.
Ain't no crap from IKEA, this is paradise. My girlfriend says it stinks, and she thinks it's a disaster. She mocked the TARDIS toilet and she balked when I asked her to knit me a really long scarf. It was no use, but you know what? She said she would knit me a long noose. She won't watch without a bunch of tequila, and she flat out refused to dress up like Leela, saying she wants no part of my nerdy perversion. I can't wait till she regenerates into a new aversion. My kitchen looks like the creature from the pit escaped. My salt and pepper shakers are Dalek shaped, and they skillfully exterminate the blandness from my food, but my coffee making robot has a bad attitude. I've written lots of fan fiction featuring me, along with every companion and a creature or three. And soon I hope to film one of the scripts I penned with Mary Tam, who is a very close personal friend. She just doesn't know it yet. I got bad asthma that attacks when I run, so I like to make my lungs go. I named my dog K9 and he can run a lot faster. I just can't get him to talk or call me master. I perform rituals to try to raise crawl. I figure go big or don't do it at all, cause if you're gonna be nerdy, might as well do it right. Now everybody Wang Chiang tonight.
Paradise, this is fandom paradise. I look around and say very nice. It's a personal vice, but it's paradise. Paradise, this is fandom paradise. Spread no expense and pay any price. Ain't no crap from IKEA, this is paradise. Paradise, this is fandom paradise. I've dealt with giant rats once or twice, but that won't bother me, this is paradise. Paradise, this is fandom paradise. Let me give you some good advice. Build yourself a little corner of paradise.
Okay, so I was thinking, maybe we could redecorate the dining room so the table looks like the TARDIS console, and we can make a chandelier that looks like the center of the console and make it go up and down when you turn the light switch on. What do you think?
I think I just came up with a new place I can shove your sonic screwdriver. Get over
no,
here!
No, wait, no, honey, no, no, wait, wait!
Okay, we are back, and of course, coming from a convention.
Yay!
What is the best part of the convention outside of the guests?
Stuff!
The dealer's room.
Things.
Merchandise!
And of course, in Phantom Fest, it's kind of one and the same.
Yes, which is nice.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, kind of peek and see if the person you want to see is at their booth or how long the line is. It's nice to be able to gauge that.
But we got stuff tonight.
What kinds of stuff did you get, Brad and Christina and Billy and Glenn?
Alrighty, oh, we got the TARDIS prints.
I bought a lot of art.
Yeah,
because I'm trying to not have clutter, but I have all these blank spaces on my walls, and I don't really know what to do with myself because I've never had blank walls to start. Like, I've never had a clean slate, so I'm like, I'm overwhelmed by choice. What do I do? And my office is eventually going to all be Doctor Who stuff. So I was looking for art. And Brad and I actually got the same print, a copy. Each of us got a copy because it was like 2 for $20. Like 1 for $15 or 2 for $20. And his name is Aaron Lambert. And AaronLambertArt.com is where this one came from. And I bought one of the TARDIS, and it looks like she's, like, mid-regeneration. Like, the light's coming out of her.
Oh, cool.
And it looks like she's, like, mid-regeneration. And I thought that was gorgeous. And I like things that aren't poster-sized, because I want to be able to put smaller things. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to have... And then swap them out when I wanted to, and then I'd have to have, like, a giant poster frame to hide. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not sure exactly how big it is, but I don't know. What, like 24 by?
Yeah, 24 by 24.
But I just thought it was beautiful.
Especially awesome.
In the light, if you look at it, like, coming out of the light.
Yeah, the top.
It looks like when his head changes. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought that was really
cool. The regeneration energy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just thought that was really neat.
The spectacle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I can't decide between Arrow or the Flash, because
he had a lot of gorgeous art. Mm-hmm.
He had a very nice, played with the lighting very well on these. Because one, it looks like shots, and it's the CW Arrow and Flash.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
And there's two portrait style prints of that. And Ollie looks like he's got these street lights that are blurred out in the background, kind of behind him, that are out
like
of focus.
Standing on the street, yeah, it's really cool.
And like Wally has looks like bullet holes around, and the way the light, he looks, he's painted the light coming in, is it's fantastic. I'm like, I can't decide between these. TARDIS. I'll get to TARDIS.
And Mom and I got ones from this guy named Dimitri, and he has the best mashups of fandoms I've ever seen. And ironically, the ones that we bought were not mashups. But he had, like, I Want to Believe from X-Files, but it had TARDIS on it. Mm-hmm. And he had the TARDIS landing in Narnia. And he,
yeah, so he had the lamp post.
And he had the hood of the Impala from Supernatural, but you could see the reflection of the TARDIS on the hood.
Oh, it's nice. I did not even catch. I'm sitting there looking at this print.
Like, he did the most, and it
was very subtle.
It wasn't like Doctor Who stuff. Mm-hmm. It was all the fandoms all mashed together. And it was just so neat.
That's so cool.
And Christina made me buy t-shirts.
I didn't. I went, oh, look at that.
No, you're like, you gotta get that.
I would have bought that for you had I not been with you.
He also had...
Oh, yes. Billy got one, too.
Two.
Very good.
I went way overboard with the prints.
Because they're gorgeous.
There's Moonwalker, Baby Groot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And on the other side...
Oh, nice.
I love
Bond.
That.
Bond TARDIS.
I was looking at it going, that looks like the Bond thing.
Yeah.
And he was telling us that he was an art teacher, like a regular classical art teacher, and somebody had said to him about doing, like, fan art, and he said, what's fan art? Yeah. And then he just went crazy with it.
That's awesome.
And Mom and I got prints in the Van Gogh style, of Van Gogh in his room painting the floating TARDIS.
Oh, wow.
That's
nice. I thought was really cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And it just looks really good.
Yeah, he did the for Amy print.
Yeah.
Thing.
He did the sunflowers.
Yeah, she saw a booth that had a t-shirt that I had to get. Because, one, koalas.
Koalas.
Two, Stitch.
Oh, nice.
Giant space koala.
Three koalas and a Stitch.
Yeah.
And three, it's green.
And it's green.
Yeah, oh, and it's green. Yeah.
It's a green shirt.
But yeah, so it's like three little koalas sitting on a branch. And Stitch is climbing up because he's an evil space koala.
This one. Oh, cool. And then on the other side is the other one. That I got too.
And if you bought two t-shirts, you got a print.
Oh.
And he had a couple of other t-shirts that I like. He had a third that I liked that I didn't notice. But there's this that is Doctor Who and Zelda.
Nice.
Oh, it is. Oh, cool.
But I didn't notice it at first, but where the light is on top of the TARDIS is the Triforce.
Nice.
That's awesome. And from the same booth,
a hero of space and time.
From the same booth, I got one, a Doctor Who Kitties shirt, of course. And it's 8 different kitties, all in the guise of Doctor Who things. Like, there's a purring angel, a clockwork kitten, Catfros instead of Davros, a Dalek, L-I-C-K, Dr. Meow, Cybercat, the TARDIS is abbreviated LITTER, and it says cat box on it, and it has little cat ears. And there's a Sunparin, PAW.
Nice.
I couldn't pass it up. Adorableness. But there were so many cute. The art was just amazing this year.
The lady with the mouse, watercolor in the mouse.
There was this cute little, I mean, she's probably in her 20s. I see a little girl, but she's so cute. She does, like, these watercolor and color pencil sketches of mice and hamsters and wee animals. And it was adorable. And I'm like, do you do commissions? Because I'm going to be emailing you pictures of my cat, okay? She's like, yeah, I'll do it. And we showed her the picture of Clara. And she's like, oh, I have a calico, too. talking about our cats. It was fun.
And it, she was a free photo op. Full disclosure, we are not famous.
We're not famous.
No, that was so cute.
That's, I also stopped by, like I said before, I bought way too many prints.
We let you go on your own for a while, and you just...
Away.
Yeah. Oh, you went back to that guy.
Yes. His name was, I think, Scott Sager.
Let me see.
These incredible... Incredible prints.
You've got like two. That's, you got
a Stuart Sager.
Stuart. Sorry.
Glenn knows.
It's really great. Very. I won't even say stylized, but
like
very artistic takes on.
The Batgirl print is just
that's awesome.
And that's theirs. I grabbed also Black Adam.
Wonder Woman.
That's so cool. He's just so crazy. Woohoo, look at that.
Wow. That's impressive.
Spider-Man. Oh, and Venom.
That's, there's one he did where it's Booberry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, that's
Count
not
Chocula
Frankenstein.
And
Frankenberry.
And, the ghost one.
I think it's Booberry.
That's Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and
Booberry.
Booberry.
Wow. Yeah.
Yummy Mummy in there.
Wow.
But it's like he had a little post-it in front of that page of his folio. Yes, it's Frankenberry, Booberry, and Count Chocula.
That is awesome.
And the first one was. Poison Ivy.
Yeah, couple of sketches. You got about a couple of prints. You got this, either Batman or Poison Ivy.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was a guest at my convention.
Was he the one of the ones that was jumping the tables?
Yeah, he's good friends with David Mack, and he was a guest at my convention in 2004. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh great, this is all we needed. Like these guys, David Mack breaking his neck or something.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's funny. I went back. I had to go and get
nice.
Kershaw's Son, but Inevitable Betrayal with Wash holding Joss Whedon and 20th Century Fox Television.
Oh.
Mega Man and Samus.
Nice.
With Metroids in the back.
That's awesome.
The girl who was at the booth is apparently the girlfriend of the guy who actually does the drawings. She was like, oh, this little tiny Metroid in the back, it looks so... Of this one. It looks so happy! Could you just see, like, the tops of the three circles? Mm-hmm. And so, what was it? Let me love you.
That's funny.
And Toothless and the Cat.
I love it!
Oh, that's awesome. I love Toothless.
And when I got the t-shirts, I got a print. Batman. On Toothless.
Oh, it's Toothless Batman.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Doing the dark, or the, from
the Batwing.
The Michael Keaton Batwing shot.
Against the moon.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
One of the mashups
TV
from
Batman.
Dimitri that I found funny was, it was the mummy, the Universal Monster Mummy, but it had the Charmin bear unwinding him and rubbing her face on the mummy's thing, like toilet paper. I'm like, that's so freaking cute. It's so bizarre.
At least it was her face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was just cute. Like, he did weird kind of mashups like that, and I thought that was so bizarre. And like, there were so many things I wanted.
That's funny.
Like, I'm going to need to start wallpapering. Because it's like, oh my gosh.
Well, that's the one place I wanted to stop back at was... this girl had a bunch of perler bead things that she had made. One of them was Iron Princess, and it was Iron Man as a princess.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And it was just, it was wonderful. And I was just like, looking at it, and you're like, what is this? And then it just clicks that it's Iron Man as a princess.
It's like 8-bit.
I love that.
Very 8-bit looking.
Is that the girl that had the little bitty ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, those were so cute.
I mean, and they're little. I'm teeny tiny beads.
This big. I mean, like, the whole thing was, like, this big. Like, I'm showing, like, 2 inches. Like, they were tiny little things. And, like, how do you do that? Like, that's amazing.
Wow.
I'd never leave the house.
That's crazy.
And she irons them real good, so they're solid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had the cutest, like, she had all the doctors. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so cute. But there was a lot of fun stuff there.
Very appropriate bag you have for your swag there.
Oh, yeah. One girl had a Kirby bag for sale.
Oh, Kirby. Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, I saw it, and I was like, I need to buy this.
I need it.
Let's buy this.
And that's, you know, it was, I guess, hand-traced with just fabric paint.
I like it. Sometimes old school is the best school.
That's until I bought that. I was just carrying everything that I had in my hands, under my arms. I was like, is that going to fit everything? And it's, yeah.
It's Kirby, man.
Yeah.
Kirby is dimensionally transcendental.
Oh my gosh.
You bought a crap ton of other prints too. The Weeping Angel one?
That was Mom's.
Yeah.
She got the Weeping Angel one. She got the two Vincents. Because she got one that was a watercolor in the style of Van Gogh, but it's the Matt Smith come on with me pose. Like, he's holding out his arms. And he's standing in front of the TARDIS, and he's kind of welcoming Van Gogh. Like, saying, come on with me.
And there's a Starry Night sunflower mashup.
And it's this, yeah, it's the sunflowers in the grass, but the Starry Night, it's just really cool. I'll put a link up somewhere along the line. But I just love, I've got a print of the Starry Night, the Exploding TARDIS, that I'm going to hang in my office. And I'm going to put this one next to it, so it's like, as he's painting it, and now that he's done, you know, before and after. But there were so many I couldn't decide. Like, there's so many I want.
And there was one booth that had some posters, and one was, and I got it, and I can't really unroll the poster because I did.
No.
But it's like a 27 by 40, you know, it's movie poster size of a Marvel comic Doctor Who stuff.
Oh.
And it's the TARDIS, and it's, I guess it's like the first issue of, you know, Lost in Time and Space, and it's just a neat Kirby-esque looking TARDIS and space background with the old style Marvel logo and stuff like that.
Cool. That's cool.
I gotta get that. That's just awesome.
There was one that I really want to buy. It's the cover of the Saturday Evening Post, kind of like a Norman Rockwell thing, but it's the Gallifrey Evening Post, and it's, you know, the Rockwell print of the artist who's drying himself and looking in the mirror. Well, it's the doctor drying himself, and he's looking in the mirror, but it's like, it's Matt Smith sitting on the stool, but he's looking in the mirror, seeing one doctor painting another.
Nice.
Oh. And he's got all the little knickknacks from all his other incarnations around him.
That's pretty sweet.
And it says, Who is the Doctor by Verity Lambert as one of the articles. And the date it was published was November 23rd, 1963. So I'm like, okay, I kind of need that one too.
That is kind of cool.
Very cool.
Like, I need that too.
That's
there's
awesome.
So many things I need. But I'd rather get stuff like this than like knick-knacky things because I can swap these out.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to hide them behind the bookshelf while I'm swapping them out, you know, for 6 months while I, you know, if I'm in a mood, I can do it and I have to worry about, you know, oh my god, shelf space, you know. So, yeah. But they had so many pretty, so many artists were amazing.
Usually there's a, I don't want to say a bunch of crap, because it is to me,
it's
but there's
not crap, but
there's a lot of...
Not quite there yet.
Yeah.
And usually there's a lot of, like, duplicate kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some really original people there that I've never seen before.
And it's smack of, like, this merchandise booth and these artists and all this. Brutus Barber Beefcake.
Brutus the frickin' Barber Beefcake, who I have not seen since the late 80s. Looking not that different.
Yeah, other than, you know, short hair.
Like, holy, well, ironically. But, I mean, how cool is that? Like, I used to watch him on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings while I was playing Barbies. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to watch wrestling all the time.
Oh.
Moment of silence for Roddy Piper. Moment of silence.
Sorry, I was confuzzled for a second.
I loved Roddy Piper so much. He was one of my first loves of on television. I had a poster of him in my bedroom as a little kid. Yeah. And when I would come home from Catholic school, I'd take off my skirt like he took off his kilt and wing it in the air. Because, I mean, they're built like kilts. They didn't have zippers. They had all the buttons like kilts do. So I would unbutton and go, or, you know, twirl it around and hang it up. Okay, no, it would end up on the floor. But I have the aspiration of hanging it up, and that never happened.
You thought about it.
So I, since Mom is here, I can't lie. It ended up on the floor.
Aspiration, when your butt sweats.
She's laughing. I can't lie and say I hung it up. It was on the floor. But, yeah, I will miss him. Only 61, my God.
I know.
But, yeah, that was... there's a clip from the tribute from Raw.
I'm going to have to watch that night, and cry.
And it is emotional because they do his walkout theme, and the whole crew is there in hot rod shirts.
There was a
black
guy,
hot rod shirts.
There was a guy at the con in a hot rod shirt, and I said, "I like your shirt," and he goes, "Thank you." And it was just like,
and it was just because they did the whole tin belt hole, and everybody's just the whole arena is silent.
I never got to meet him. I got to see him wrestle twice live, but I never got to meet him.
I got to meet him at a horror convention.
Oh,
I
think it was After They Live?
In Indianapolis. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I talked to him about They Live, and he, at the time, said they were considering making a TV series.
Oh, my gosh.
But this was a number of years ago.
It must have ran out of bubblegum.
Yeah.
That's his heart.
It obviously never happened, but...
Yeah, he was on the back of my door for a long time.
Glenn, what did you find at Fandom Fest Day 1?
Well, first of all, as soon as I walked in the door, I found Nick and Lisa.
We found Nick. Okay. Then we found Lisa found Nick and both of them later.
So I stood and talked to them for a while, and then I ran into other people and stood and talked to them for hours, and then and then all the authors, the local authors, were all set up, and I stopped and was talking to all of them, and then I ended up running into another author, and I'm at another event. And then by then it was time to go. pretty much. So there's lots of great authors there if you're into picking up books.
Probably by the time people hear this, not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. They won't be there. So that's there.
Yeah.
But you can look it up on their site and see
go to next year.
Yeah, that's true. So I spent like the whole day talking to authors, but I did finally manage to buy myself one thing.
Landon got another box of crap.
No, that's not crap. That's cool.
That's awesome.
Cool crap.
It is the NECA quarter scale Batman Arkham Knight action figure. And
he's gorgeous.
It's huge.
You know, I had the Batman from, what was it, Arkham City
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and that was pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. I really liked it, but just the details in this thing.
This one is just...
Oh, it's...
The intricacies of his armor is just... It's incredible.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you leave them in the box, or do you take them out?
Well, here's the silly thing. I open them up and take the twist ties off and take them out and look at them and then put them right back in the box.
Okay.
So I devalue them for no reason, just so I can have them out for a moment.
But I'm thinking, how cool would it be if you had all your Batman? I can't say Batman's with a straight face.
Right.
Batman. Inner, like, Batman. Kick line.
Well, that's not exactly right.
But you can say that with a straight face. Yeah.
Because she does it.
No. I did that with my ex-boyfriend's G.I. Joes when he would go to the bathroom. I'd line up all his G.I. Joes in a kick line. But no, but I mean, like, not a kick line, but like to pose them in fight poses.
Right.
Because how often are you going to have Adam West fight Michael Keaton?
That's true.
I mean, like, that kind of thing.
It would be great seeing them in a kick line because all their scowls.
You know? That's why they're so bitter.
I have a dream that one day I want to put big, tall shelves, one tower on each side of my TV.
Oh, like this?
Like that, and I want to put my 18-inch Batman figures in those shelves because I think it would look awesome.
Oh, that would be very cool, yeah.
Different incarnations of Batman.
Shelves of Justice.
Yeah.
Batman is a Time Lord.
Shelves of Bitterness and Darkness.
Yeah. Darkness.
Darkness.
So I do sort of have a plan for these.
No, Paris.
But until then, they'll be in the box where they won't get dusty, right?
The boxes will get dusty.
Yeah, the boxes are nice.
Now, when you make this display of Batman while the Adam and Christina show is going on in on the right channel.
Adam and Christina show.
And they haven't even had a Four Loko.
No.
I should have stopped and got one. I really
should. We've had alcohol offline.
That's true.
He's had twice as much as I have.
He's twice as tall as you.
True.
So about the same,
it's
proportional.
It's easier for you to say.
Yeah. I know. No shit. I need to drink more, so maybe I can talk better.
Ketchup.
Ew, don't drink ketchup.
Ew. It's a vegetable.
No, it's not. It's a fruit.
Fruits.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah.
Botanically, it's a fruit.
Smoothie.
It's a smoothie. Not nutritionally, but culinarily.
Oh.
It's treated as a vegetable.
That's I like true. That. I like that. That's good.
But I don't know. If you guys haven't seen these 18-inch Batman figures, especially any of the NECA figures, really, they're all really nice.
They're wafer thin.
All of them all.
Stop it. Oh, you have no idea how many of those we ate on the way up here.
Wafers.
Like they
Oh, feed the diabetic NECA wafers.
She bought them. I'm pointing.
Your blood sugar was high when you got here.
I bought the tropical flavors. I had never had the tropical ones before. And I'm like, geek cuisine. And I'm like, that's not going to make it.
Nope.
No. But, and I bought the chocolate ones because I love the chocolate ones. And they come in a roll, which is nice.
Like Host.
Egg only crunchier. Yeah.
And tastier.
She's here.
You know what they have that's the best?
What?
Combos has a caramel cream.
Finally!
Yes.
Finally! I've been trying to get Combos to do a dessert forever.
Yes. They are the best.
Really?
The cracker and cheese type combo stuff.
Instead of cheese, it's like this caramel-y type filling.
It's over.
Cheese can never be replaced.
It's just over.
I'm just done.
The peanut butter
salted,
cracker
it's
combo.
It's like salted caramel cream or
can't
something.
Can't handle
like
it.
That.
Can't
it's
handle
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
It's over. I'm done.
Crystal and I bought, we must have went through 3 or 4 bags going out west when we did our
screw
road
my biometric screening. I'm just giving up for now.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Bye.
It's just a bunch of cursing.
I have a lot of internal anger.
I really want that as a ringtone. Dr. Chang!
We watched the last 2 episodes of season 8 last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With Missy. We love our Mr. Master.
So anything else, Adam? You pick up any geek stuff? I know you, of course, you've been busy.
He's moving.
I'm moving, and basically a lot of my funds are being diverted to wedding savings.
Sorry. That is the only time I'm ever girly about weddings, because normally when we used to get invitations to weddings at the house, I used to hide them so I wouldn't have to go. Truth, Mom. You can speak to the truth of that. she's nodding, yes. But, like, people that I love, I'm so happy when they get married.
She'll come down.
Thank you.
I would, yeah. Aww. If I get invited, I'll come.
She'll wear a dress and everything, man. That'd be good.
Say it. Go on. I know you want to.
What? You look like a sheep walking on your hind leg.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go.
We still have that link. More, I know what you're thinking before you think it.
More Firefly reference. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
There was something... Oh, there was some kind of line on Doctor Who. And I heard Brad's brain start the Green Lantern Oath.
Oh, it's just like the darkest night. And I'm going to take a breath, and she's like,
darkest
stop.
Night. Yeah.
I didn't even get to finish the intake of a breath.
Inhale, yeah, that was it. I'm like, I hear your brain going, Green Lantern Oath.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was Dark Water. I think it was the episode we were watching.
That was so good and scary.
With dude from...
But I think we did pretty well for buying stuff. Like, I didn't go too crazy. No. There was a lot of stuff at that Doctor Who booth that I wanted. Like, the Villains Monopoly game.
Oh, the Doctor Who Villains Monopoly game was...
I kind of really want that. The,
The
pieces that it comes with are River Song's journal, with a little Sonic on top of it.
K-9.
The 12th Doctor's ring. The TARDIS. the Pandorica. Is there another one?
They should have had the Pandorica as the dice.
But it was just, I've never, like, that just looked really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And they have Firefly Clue. And there was another clue for a television show that we watched. Supernatural. They had Supernatural Clue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I kind of want that too. And I'm like, who am I going to play with?
Yeah. I gotta tell Todd about that.
Yeah.
That's cool. His wife's a big Supernatural fan.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. They had a lot of Supernatural stuff.
Huh. Yeah, there was,
like, even Mom almost bought a shirt, and she doesn't watch the show.
That's great.
She doesn't?
No.
You would like it. You should watch it.
It's awesome.
She's seen a few episodes of Castiel, and she really likes Castiel.
Show her your little vinyl butt.
Fantastic.
He's an angel of the Lord. It's so good.
I need to catch up on the late season.
Oh, yeah. It,
yeah, I'm a season behind.
You're always a season behind.
I think that's one of the few shows I'm actually caught up on. Thank you, Brad.
I watched, like, the first... I watched, like, through the musical. Then I...
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
And then I watched, like, the last 5 episodes.
Uh-huh. I'm like... yeah, because I was so pissed when they didn't do Wayward Son in the season opener.
Like, they had to do it!
Like, what the fuck?
We got cheated! Riot!
For a reason.
And then, of course, in the finale, they go and fake you out, because they start out with the one from the musical, and then they seg into
the
regular one.
And I'm a little bit in love with Crowley's mom. I'm a little bit in love with Rowena. She's just cool. She's just plain cool.
Rowena.
She's Merida. She's grown up Merida. Even as a witch.
Whoa. She is, with her cute little Scottish accent. I love her.
Like, that's
the oh first my God,
5 minutes of season. It's just like
perfect with her hair and everything. Oh, it is. It's perfect.
And on that note, we should probably segue into TV and DVD talk.
Yes, a little bit.
Or we may have already had DVD
talk. Timey wimey.
Wibbly wobbly.
Who knows?
You know.
Through the miracle of editing. The lack thereof.
You've met Brad.
Yeah.
That's why he's learning.
That's why I said it would be a miracle.
Smart man.
It'd be a miracle if the show was edited.
Editing.
Every once in a while, there's some editing.
Editing is for squares.
Cool. I'm the one that's cool to all the prom queen bitches thinking they so rude. Now
And we are back with an adult geek cuisine.
I don't want to be an adult.
I don't want an adult.
I can't adult.
Can't adult.
We have liquor.
No.
Uh-oh.
Actually, we have a liqueur.
Liqueur. It is a dessert wine.
It is from Rose wants some.
Heritage Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Small batch. Cream of the Heartland. Pumpkin spice liqueur.
We love you, Adam.
Mother.
You can say it, Mom doesn't mind.
Yeah, you can say it. I don't look not like I edit the show. We have a pumpkin spice liqueur.
God damn it.
See when, Billy?
I am. Rose has come over here to comfort me.
Or not.
Never mind. She just jumped away.
So
I will partake.
I saw this.
All right.
And of course, my first thought was that like Christina likes pumpkin spice stuff. Adam does not like pumpkin spice stuff.
Double win.
I like it. Looks like
sludge.
I've always hated you the most, Brad.
Thank you very much.
It looks like chai latte.
It looks like
that's what I thought it was.
Or Bailey's.
Yeah, Bailey's.
At first, I thought it was either Bailey's or something. Something kind of like a coffee
liqueur
or something like that.
I love Bailey's and milk. That's my favorite.
This would probably make it good if you'd like to get some vanilla ice cream.
Notice, I did not say vanilla
and,
ice cream.
Well, see, with ice cream, you know what I said? That's one of the drinking games, isn't it?
Yes, but I didn't say it. Usually it's me.
Alrighty, so Heritage Hills Pumpkin Spice Liqueur.
I'm going to sip it.
I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah.
If he barfs on me, I'm coming after you.
Oh, it's like pumpkin spice cough syrup.
Sipping it, I didn't get that much of the alcohol.
Oh, this is trouble.
Ugh.
Ew. He just chased it with Mountain Dew Game Fuel. Ew.
Yep. That did a really good job of getting rid of that flavor. Oh, wait, there it is. Still.
Wait till you burp.
Not you. Yeah. Do you want to try it, Mom? Okay. Cat here.
Yeah.
He's used to it.
Lynn, what do you think?
I'm sipping it, and not bad. Not bad, really.
Billy?
I'm enjoying it.
It's nice.
It is. It's pumpkin spice. There's no denying that.
Oh, I wish I could go outside and have it be fall right now.
Yeah, me too.
This is definitely a fall-y kind of a drink.
And you're welcome to take the rest home with you.
No, because if it's warm in the car, it'll go bad.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
I don't think so.
So take it. No, sorry.
Take it away.
A couple of years ago, we were going through my grandparents' house, going through their liquor cabinet, they had Baileys that had not been opened in probably my entire lifetime.
Oh my gosh.
It looked like there was a brain in the bottle.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, this does not look like that.
No.
Yes. Brain in a bottle.
Ugh. Wow.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah,
I
don't. No.
Rose and Bruce.
This is really nice.
Yeah, I like it.
This could be a problem.
Want some more?
No. But I could see this in
If like, I don't like it, you know it's good.
I could see it in coffee. Like, I think this would be really good in coffee.
There you go. Oh. Crystal might like it. Take it home
with you. Crystal would love this.
Possibly, yeah.
Yes?
Take it home with you.
Because she is my pumpkin sister.
She is.
So she would love this.
Yep. She probably would.
Feed it to the dog.
That would be hilarious.
Aww.
To see Bailey drunk.
Aww.
But I would not do that.
That dog looks like a trip anyway.
She is.
Aww.
She's hilarious.
Well, pumpkin.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I would drink this. This is good. I'm good for now since I still got.
I would put this in the freezer and then put it in a blender.
Ooh, there you go. But Heritage Hills pumpkin spice liqueur. If you can find it, try it. It's pretty tasty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have a very strong alcohol taste.
No.
Because I wouldn't like it if it did. At least I don't notice much of it.
Yeah.
I mean, sipping
thumbs
it,
up.
I don't notice much. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Thumbs up. Now I want to.
Ab's like, fuck you.
Fuck you hard.
Thumbs up.
And this thing, fall's not even here yet.
I don't know. I can't wait for the peeps.
Yeah, pumpkin spice peeps.
Caramel apple stuff.
And caramel apple peeps.
Oh, or just caramel apples. Yeah. Oh.
Alrighty, and we will be back with more of the show.
That's my happy thoughts.
Right after we find more stuff to make Adam gag.
No, we love Adam. Blech. Blech.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.